Chinese musician Wu Man plays the pipa, a Chinese lute. That line doesn't really do her justice. Wu Man's a master of the pipa, and she's made it her mission to introduce it to Western audiences. She often performs with Yo-Yo Ma's Silk Road Ensemble and the Kronos Quartet, among others. This year, the magazine Musical America named her Instrumentalist of 2013. Wu Man's the first non-Western classical musician to receive that award. The world's Adeline Sear has more.
Wu Man began studying the pipa when she was 9 years old. It was her parents' idea.
They picked up this instrument for me. Now they joke, fortunately you play this instrument, you are the musician, because we see other than that you can't do anything.
By the age of 12, she was already studying at the renowned Beijing Conservatory, where she learned the pipa's traditional repertoire. By the time she reached her teenage years, she had memorized virtually every composition for pipa available in China. But then, in the mid-1980s, something extraordinary happened. The Chinese government began to open its doors to Western culture.
Suddenly, so many things coming in to China. Symphony music, Western classical, a little bit rock and roll and pop, jazz. But as a young music student, and started thinking like, okay, wow, there's so many different styles, different music, very different language.
Until that point, Wu Man had never heard anything other than Chinese music, and she soon caught the Music Explorer bug. In 1990, she headed out to the U.S. to expand her repertoire. She experimented with new pieces, most of them not written for the pipa. She says just getting her hands on new music was very exciting.
I can play that kind of music. I can try. So that gave me a lot of opportunity to do that.
It was a turning point in Wu Man's career. She has since mastered many different styles in contemporary classical music, folk, and pop. Here's a tune she composed for electric pipa. In 1997, composer Lou Harrison, who was a scholar of Asian music, wrote a piece for her, Concerto for Pipa and String Orchestra.
And Lou called me and said, oh, I'm going to write a piece, but I'm not going to write anything like Chinese traditional style. I will write in my own way. And I said, Lou, totally. That's what I want. I want to see how non-Chinese composer, great composer, to write for this instrument.
And then she added a personal touch to the piece to give it an Asian flavor.
Do I do tremolo here? Or do I do bending notes? Do I do vibrato? You know, how can I make the piece more vivid? How can I put more sauce in this piece? Right now, it's just all the linguine or the notes. That's it. How can I put those together, you know, very tasty?
Apparently, Harrison approved Wu Man's take.
After concert, he premiered at the Lincoln Center. He came to me and he said, you're damn good. That's what he said to me.
This month, Wu Man has been performing this piece on tour with The Knights, a chamber orchestra based in New York. Here's sound from a rehearsal. The program also includes a suite she wrote called Blue and Green. Blue is a meditative melody based on a Chinese folk song. And green is a riff on a little tune her son came up with when he was a small child.
Bing,
After several iterations, the uttered sounds became a full-blown orchestral piece. Woman's work in contemporary music has helped the pipa come out of its exotic shell. That's thanks to her passion for any music, from East or West.
I really love music. If anything grabs me, anything opens my eye, I want to know it.
For the world, this is Adeline Sear.